我本来讲的题目，是这个，岁首年终，感谢神。
Originally, my title is about the end of old year, the beginning of new year. So we want to give thanks to the Lord.
后来圣灵提醒我，这个礼拜有一个案例执事的一个礼节。
So later on, the Holy Spirit reminded me that this Sunday we have this ceremony to ordain a new deacon.
所以我又把我的讲题又改变了，呀，
So
把它
that's why I changed my topic.
从感谢主恩改成主的教会。
Yeah, now I change it to North Church.
感谢主，我想借这个机会和弟兄姐妹分享一些的信息，提醒我们到底什么是教会。
Yeah, I want to take the opportunity to share with you, to remind you about church. What is a church?
为什么我们不一信耶稣，马上把我们提到天上去就好了吗？
Why, Lord, don't lift us, take us to heaven at the moment we believe in Him?
这边省了好多的事吧，
Isn't
他
that?
也不需要伤心了。
Yeah, that would be easier, right? And nor he himself would not feel disappointed.
我们的耶稣基督为我死在十字架上，埋葬了3天，他复活了，然后升天，然后他说他还要再来。
My Lord Jesus Christ, He died for us. And he was buried. And on the third day, he rose and he rose to heaven and he said, I will come back in one day.
但是他不是把我们撇下做孤儿，不理我们了。
Before he rise, before he returns, he did not just leave us alone. He did not discard us as orphans.
他在地上设立了教会，
He established the church on earth.
然后差遣圣灵来到我们中间，
And sent the Holy Spirit to be with us
和我们同住，
and to live within us.
住在我们心里。
Yeah, to live in our heart.
所以我们不孤单，不是我们一群人在这地方。
So we are not alone where we don't have, we're not alone.
我们有圣灵与我们同在。
We're not just a gathering of human, or not a gathering of people. We have Holy Spirit with us.
感谢主，我们能够爱立一位新的执事，这是我们恩典堂的福气啊！
Thank you, Lord. Now we have opportunity to ordain a new deacon. That is a blessing to the church, to our Grace Church.
百度的 Church。很多的教会没有这个福气，
There are many, nor does there many churches that don't have such a blessing.
所以我们要对教会、对执事、对牧师、对这一切的工作，我们都要有一个很详细的了解。
So we shall have a very good understanding of the ch of a church, of the pastor, deacons.
所以你才可以参加一起服侍神。
So that we can better serve the Lord, together.
不可以，教会不可以轻视任何一位弟兄姐妹。
A church which shall never look down upon any brother or sister.
也不可以轻干任何的圣工。
We shall not neglect any holy works。
不是说我们看这个弟兄团结比姐妹团结重要，不是这样子。
No, we shall not say, oh, our brother fellowship is more important than sister fellowship. No, that's not true.
不是说我们的大人的工作比这青少年的青少年小孩子了，不管了，我们大人在管，不是这样子。
No, it's not right to think, oh, the grown-ups activities, grown-ups fellowship is more important than the youth and children. No, that's not right.
在谁的眼中，每一个肢体都是他所爱的。
In God's eyes, every member is His love.
感谢主啊，我们慢慢来看一看，到底是什么是教会的？让我们来看一看，什么是教会啊？
Yeah, okay. Let's just look together. What is a church?
所以每次讲到教会的时候，我们就想到300 West Powell 在 Econville，这就是主的教会了。
Yeah, when we talk about the Indian tongue, the Grace Church, people may think, oh, that's on 300 West Power Road.
我讲的那个就是这个教会的地址。
Yeah, 300 West Power Road, that's the address of this building.
我们散会以后，我们都回家了，只有这个教堂，这个建筑物还在这里啊。
After the worship service, we all go back to our home. This building is still here.
下次我们要来聚会了，说你去哪里呀？我到教会去啊。
Next time when we say, oh, we are going to have a church gathering, and we are going to church.
好像这个建筑物就是恩典堂了，
The people have an impression, oh, this building is Grace Church.
不错，也可以这样子讲，这是我们的家。
It's not wrong. This is our home.
但是并不说我们去另外一个地方，不在这个建筑物里头。我们就不是教会了。
But is it true if we have fellowship in another place? Is that not a Grace Church anymore?
所以有很多人都已经知道了，这个教会本来的意思是被呼召出来的一群人。
The original meaning of a church is a group of people who are called by God.
这些人被呼召出来，本来是讨论当地一些的事情，就像我们现在的议会啊，什么东西这一样的。
At that time, the group of people called out, they discuss about the local affairs, so they serve like a leadership group.
和教会没有什么关系，和我们今天的教会没有什么关系啊。
Yeah, it's not much related to Turtle's Church.
但是拜拜的这个教会这个名字被我们信耶稣的人借
Yes,
用了。
yeah, but the meaning of this word church evolved. Now it's very different now. Yeah.
教会不是讲这个建筑物，而是说被神呼召出来的这一群人。
Yeah, church is not buildings. Yeah, it is the people who are called by God to serve Him.
不管到哪里，我们都是一个教会。
Wherever we are part of the church.
然后这个教会里边的工作需要有人去做。
There are many things in churches that need people to do.
在这个《使徒行传》第6章， 请大家翻一下，很快的，《使徒行传》第六章。
In the book of Acts, chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章第一节开始。
Verse 1, chapter 6.
呀，读到第六章第一节，然后到读到第七节，
From verse 1 to
呀，
verse 7.
读到第六一章六章第一节到第六节就好了。
Yeah, from
呀，
verse 1 to verse 6.
不是啊，第七节。一章，六章一到七节啊。
Yeah, verse 1 to verse 7, chapter 6.
呀，我们来用这个交流的叫互相这个来弟兄和姐妹，然后互相的这个交换的这个叫。
Let's read together, but brothers first and then followed by sisters. We alternatively.
弟兄读一节，姐妹读第二节，这样子交换的。来，请弟兄们先请，
Read
来请。
together. Go. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Greek Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being underlooked in the daily distribution of food. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the spirit and wisdom. We will take this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayers and ministry of the word. For the whole group, they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, and Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicanor from Antioch, and convert to Judaism. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
哦，谢谢啊！这地方告诉我们说，这个执事的开始，就是因为教会的事情，因为人多的关系，都做不了，就选出来一些的人来做这些事情。
Yeah, so because a lot of things at that time they cannot handle at the original church, so that they elected a few brothers to do the jobs.
所以我在这地方看到，选的这个标准呢，不是你多高多矮，不是你多瘦多胖，不是你多好看多难看，而是怎么样，讲得很清楚啊。在这个地方，他告诉我说，你要选出来7个有好名声，好名声被圣灵充满智慧。充足的人来管理这些事，管理吃饭的事情，管理教会分这个粮食的事情。
So, how to choose the people to lead the to God's and to do the things to play leadership role? Here it gives the criteria, right? It's to choose the people who are known to flow with the spirit and wisdom. And yeah, so it's not by the physical appearance, right? Not by your height, whether you're good looking.
Yeah，他被选出来，说司机反而是大有信心、圣灵充满的人。
Yeah, they give example of Stephen, who are chosen. He's a man full of faith and of Holy Spirit.
很有意思的一件事情，在不是看到了，教会属灵的事情，谁被委托执事们去做？
Yeah, it's very interesting for the spiritual matters. The Bible did not ask the deacons did to do it.
要求他们被圣灵充满，但是圣灵属灵的事情，我委托给他们。
Even the deacons, even those people who are chosen the full of Holy Spirit, but they are not entrusted with the spiritual matters of the churches.
管理饭食的事情还是要怎么？对，还有名声要好的，哎。把属灵的事情给谁呢？给这些监督。
Yeah, so we ask the deacons to help with the ordinary matters such as distributing food, but for the spiritual matters, they entrust to the supervisors, to
Yeah，
the elders.
监督你翻说吧。
Yeah, supervisors,
啊
supervisors,
，Mr.
elders,
Overseers。
overseers,
That's
overseers,
overseers 监督，
overseers.
谁是监督的？就是这些长老，
Yeah, who are the overseers? The elders.
长老包括这个牧师，也包括在长老中里边。
Even the pastors is kind of, is also part of elders.
所以这些监督呢，它有两种。一种是负责教导，一种是负责管理。
Yeah, even for the overseers, you can categorize them as two subgroups. One is for teaching, and one is for leadership, leading the church.
你说我们有教务小组了，可以讨论的什么东西？但不是这样子，不是教务小组的问题。而是谁拣选出来的？这个长老和这个牧师都是谁自己要拣选的？不是随便可以拣选出来的。
In our Grace Church, we have a group of brothers and sisters who are responsible for teaching God's message. But this elders is different. Yeah, the elders is chosen by God Himself.
最主要的事情。是要看这些羊得到喂养。
Yeah, their main responsibility for the overseers is that make sure the lambs or the congregation, they get fed of the God's holy words.
喂养是什么意思？不是单单吃饱，还要养的，还要学习。
Not only to feed them, to feed their stomach, but they need to grow.
这是什么人呢？就是需要长大的人，就是我们的孩子啊，小孩子要长大，有人生没有人养啊，有人生没有人教啊，这个就是不，没有教导的小孩，
Yeah, similar
就
as
是。
parents raise their children. Yeah, a mom give birth to a child, but if we just ignore him, abandon him, how can he grow up?
这到底来说。谁没有把这个教导的事情交给执事们？
Yeah, by the Bible, God did not give him this responsibility to bring up the children, to raise the children to the deacons, but
当然，我们知道
to the
今天，
elders.
oh, sorry。当然，我们知道今天也有许多的执事也可以做教导的工作。
Yeah, we know today many deacons are also doing teaching.
这个都是在非常的时候、非常的期间呢，没有办法的时候，
Yeah,
我们有这样子。
this is kind of a special occasions that we don't have much a better choice.
所以很多的时候，谁怜悯他的儿女，为我们找一个出路，就好像疫情的时候，忽然之间我们。需要聚会，不能聚会，等等等等，大家就上网上去，上了 online 来聚会。
Yeah, in the special occasions, it's really God's mercy that led us to have alternative choices. Yeah, such as like in the COVID pandemic period, we had to that we had to worship virtually.
但是，当这疫情过了以后，我不可以再靠这个网上来聚会了。
But we know after COVID, when life back to normal, we don't rely on Zoom for our worship services.
所以，希伯来书告诉他说，你不可以停止聚会。
Because the book of Hebrew says, you shall never stop gathering, stop fellowshipping.
聚会就是像这样子，我们聚在一起。
Yeah, we need to sit together like what we're doing right now to worship God.
不管我们或吃或喝，或讲，或怎么样，都是我们这一群人聚在一起。
Yeah, no matter what worship, we Bible study, we eat or drink or other activities, we want it together.
不是在家里边。躺在床上拿一个吧，我拿一个手机，拿一个什么东西，不是这样子。
It's not a good way to stay at home with a cell phone to talk and to worship and to sing.
到了聚会的时候，你不要懒惰，在家里边看网络，这不对，你要来。
Yeah, when it's time for the families to unite, when it's time for gathering, for fellowship, you shall not stay home, you shall come here.
你说不差我一个人呐、啊？我要问你啊，我们都是属身体上的肢体啊，你哪一个不要啊？让我砍掉好不好？
You may think,
手腿不要。
you may think the fellowship will go on, the worship will go on without me. Pastor ask you, just think about you have many numbs and members of your body. Can you just remove one part away?
很快的，我知道时间到了。很快的，我要讲一讲这个教会。所以，在这个地方，我们可以看到提摩太前书三章那个地方告诉我们说，这个教会是神的家。
Yeah, in the first Timothy chapter 3, verse 15,
如果你
he
有
said,
圣经的，
Church is God's home.
如果你有圣经的话，你翻到提摩太前书三章，
Let's open to,
很快的念一下。
yeah, let's open to the first Timothy chapter 3. Let's read them together quickly. Chapter 3, verse 15.
Yeah，若有。这个地方第三节告诉我们，第一节开始说第三章第一节，人若想要得监督的职分，就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。做监督的，就是，英文就翻成 overseers，必须要无可指责，只能做一个妇人的丈夫，所以唯有女的来做这个长老。都是男的做长老，有节制、信守、端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导，不饮酒滋事，不打人，不只要温和，不竞争，不贪财，好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺从顺服。人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管谁的教会呢？出入教的不可以做监督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。监督也必须在教外有好声名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网罗里。做执事的也是这样。必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财，要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。这等人 也要先受试验。若没有可责之处，然后叫他们做执事。女执事或者是女人，也当如此，必须端着，不做不说传言，有节制，凡事忠心。执事只要做一个夫人的丈夫，好好管理儿女和自己的家，因为善做执事的，自己就得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量。啊，这是讲到这个监督，就是长老和执事们他们的资格。
That's an apostle will read the whole passage on the first Timothy chapter 3 from verse chapter 3 chapter 3 almost the whole chapter. So it's very detailed description of the criterion for deacon and overseers.
好，并且下边他讲到，我指望第14节啊，他说我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事情写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在谁的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
So that's chapter 14 and 15. Verse 14 and 15, chapter 3, yes.
You 要读吧，就不要读，就
不
这样
读了，我
吧。
们可
OK，OK，
以。
好，这告诉我们说，教会就是神的家，并且是真理的柱石和根基。
He told us church is God's home on earth, and also church is the foundation
我们
and the
知道。
pillar of truth.
我们知道这个教会它重要的地方就是彰显真理和神的荣耀。
Yeah, we know the most important thing of church is manifestation for God's glory. It's a witness for God's glory.
所以，如果一个教会它不能够做一个柱子，做一个根基。最后，这个教会，这个谁的家就会倒下来了。
If a church cannot serve as a foundation, a pillar of truth, this church will collapse.
所以，我们要注意到非常重要的，教会所做的一切是这个。把谁的荣耀，谁的这个家，把它撑起来。
Yeah, we need to know that, we need to understand that church is like a pillar to support and to witness God's glory.
除了是谁的家以外，除了真理的柱石以外，啊，真理的根基以外，啊，还说到。在以弗所书第5章，他说：“基督的心腹是教会，是基督的心腹。
Yes, and also in Book of Ephesians, chapter 5, it says, Church is Christ's bride.
”说耶稣对教会的一个感情是夫妻的感情。
God's love, God's affection to his church is like a husband to his wife.
教会要说服耶稣基督丈夫，然后丈夫为教会舍命。
A wife shall follow, obey her husband, and her husband sacrifice his life for his wife. The same is true between Jesus and his church.
所以教会有一个非常重要的一个特性，就是要保守贞洁、圣洁，不可以有越轨的一个事情，不可以有这个不叫做不
Adultery.
合理的这个事情啊，
So that's why it's important for
出轨
church,
的事情啊。
important for the church to be pure and to be holy without any bad behavior that's adultery kind behavior.
有很多教会除了敬拜神以外，还做其中很多其他的事情，做生意啊，卖东西啊，买东西啊，等等等等，这个都不对。
Yeah, church is the place only for worshiping the Lord, not for doing business. So that's it's wrong to do business in church.
除了神的家，真理的柱石和荆棘，然后是主耶稣基督的西部，并且在以弗所书1章23节、哥林多前书12章27节告诉我们说，教会是主的身体。
Yeah, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23, and 1 Corinthians 12, 27, it tells us that church is also Christ's body.
身体我们不能够说哪一部分我们不需要了？
So, any part of our body, we would never say, oh, I don't need that part.
很简单，你告诉我，能不能够把你的不要的那块切下来？能不能？没有人一个呀，
Yeah.
每一个部分都是谁所有，我们看重的。
Every part of the body serves its function. Every part is precious and is important.
所以，弟兄姐妹们，我们不要轻看主的教会，恩典堂是神所爱的，也不要轻看它。
So, brothers and sisters, never. Nick-nack, or never look down upon Grace Church.
不可以做不合理的事情。
Don't do any sense that's not good.
所以，我们借着这个机会，再想一想，恩典堂前面的道路，我们要怎么走？
Now I want us to think together. So how shall we move forward as a church?
2025年已经过去了，是什么样子？2026年还是这个样子吗？等到2027年的时候，还是一样吧。
Yeah, 2025 is behind us. Well, how about 2026? Would be the same church as we are today in 2027?
一言难尽的，不能讲好了。
So there are too many things I want to talk about, but we don't have enough time.
啊，未完待续啊！
To be continued.
我再和你们分享下一次
Yeah, I'll share
其
with you.
他重要的地方。
Yeah, I'll share with you the next time the important matters about our church, about our Grace Church.
希望2027年的这个预算呢？其中有一项要摆凳子，人太多了，没地方坐。
Hope in our 2027 budget, we need more seats because it's full of every city full. We have to get more seats.
求主怜悯我们，
Yeah, we ask for God's mercy.
我们需要长大。
We ourselves need to grow up.
不是变老，
Not grow older.
而是长大。
Yeah, but grow up in our spirit.
哎，我们一起祷告了。
Let's pray.
慈悲的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, our God Father, we thank you.
谢谢你的恩典，今天再一次把你的话语赐给我们，
We praise you and thank you for your words.
让我们知道教会是你的身体，
We know church is your body,
是你的心腹，
your bride.
是真理的柱石和根基，
It's the foundation and the pillar of truth.
是我们的家。
And it's our home.
因着耶稣，我们成为一家人。
Because of Jesus, we become one family.
求主使用我们，让我们把你的福音传开，让
Lord,
更多的人可以听到。
please use us. We can spread your gospel away and far away, and so more people can hear it.
我们不要求主让我们有个谦卑的心，不是靠着自己的聪明智慧。乃是靠着主耶稣基督的圣灵的带领，
Lord, please give us a humble heart so that we do not rely on own smartness, on own intelligence, but by your words, Jesus Christ, your word.
让我们所做的一切都为了荣耀你的名。
Let whatever we do glorify your name.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
We thank you, Lord, we praise you.
愿我所做的一切蒙主的悦纳，
May whatever we do that is pleasant in your eyes.
让你的荣耀彰显出来。
May your glory be revealed.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，Amen。
Oh, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.